previously on the Loyal Littles podcast.
Now, you'd said you run into other bigs in the wild. Any other good moments?
So, when I moved to Capitol Hill, I moved into what is pretty common, just a beautiful Victorian house that was being treated like a frat house. And so we used to throw this rager of a Christmas party every year that was kind of a staple on Capitol Hill for a long time. And we had an ice luge one year, my last year hosting it, which was quite a sight to behold. So a regular at that party was Chuck Todd before he was Chuck Todd.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles podcast.
On the WTFC podcast network.
Hey, Roxy.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Littles. Roxy.
Chuck.
Happy Pie Day.
I love pie.
What's your favorite kind of pie? I forget.
Apple.
Oh, it's okay. As long as it has ice cream. Mm. Vanilla ice cream.
It doesn't need it.
Very specific. Very specific.
I love apple pie.
Warm or cold? Doesn't matter?
Doesn't really matter, but I think I prefer warm.
And not that anyone was asking, but banana cream pie would
that's
be
my, yours, yes.
That's my go-to. Mm-hmm. My sister Gina makes it for me on my birthday sometimes.
Yep. I tried to make it for your birthday last year.
It was okay for the first day, and then it didn't do so
well. Well, it didn't even make it the first day.
I mean,
it was good. It turns into mush once it gets in your belly, so that's fine.
True.
But
all right, let's get to the show.
Not very picturesque.
Happy Pie Day, all you loyal littles. Now, we're sorry for the late drop again. Now, the thing is that Tony, I just don't know anymore. I don't know how to even gauge it anymore.
I mean, all I could say is, Littles, you get what you get and don't get upset.
No, no one's upset, I don't think, but it's crazy because you think you try to.
I know. You
the
think
problem
you
is
figure
I,
it out.
I try to read into it and it doesn't work.
Right.
So, like, I don't remember who it was. Someone posted that, and I don't know if this is true or not. Look, it was on the internet, so it had to be true.
Had to be.
There's no PTI on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I thought for sure. They were, well, first of all, let's go back. I thought he was going to do a Tuesday show because of that.
Right.
Then there was no Tuesday show. We were going to record this episode then, but you weren't feeling well.
No.
So Roxy needed a personal day. So we get those on the Loyal Littles podcast. Yeah, she wasn't doing so well.
No, I wasn't.
But she's fine. You're
I'm
okay.
Fine.
You're better.
I'm fine.
You're not 100%, but you're better.
I'm fine.
But yeah, you had to cancel a class, right?
Private.
Private, yeah. That's always a bummer.
Yeah.
But you're a little better now, so we're recording. But also, I really thought he was going to do a Thursday because if there's no PTI, that usually means they take a long weekend.
Right.
And so it's all over the place. We're so sorry. We're getting this out when we can get it. Like Tony says, when it shows up in your thing, you click play, hopefully.
Yeah.
And you just enjoy it. Okay.
Yeah.
A1, above the fold, apology.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well.
What'd you do now, Chuck?
It's what I didn't do, Roxy.
Oh.
Okay. We just want to give a quick shout out to all the Colorado Littles. Hopefully you had a great time Tuesday night. Ed Budd, I guess, was hosting an event, or I don't know if he was actually hosting, but he was the one kind of in charge. He sent me a really nice email asking me if I would give a shout out on the podcast to tell people it was happening.
Right.
And totally dropped the ball. It got shuffled in the I printed it out, was ready to do it for our 301st episode, and then totally blew it, and I forgot.
Yeah.
So A1 above the fold apology to the Colorado Littles. It looks like they had a great time. He posted some pictures. We did do our best. I put it on our tweet, our X, whatever you want to call it, gave it high attention and said, hey, Littles, you're Colorado. You're getting together with Ed Butt on Tuesday night.
Right.
Put out the date and everything.
Right.
But I feel horrible because we always, you know, look, that's a Littles helping Littles moment.
Know, we try
always,
to promote those
we try to do as best we can. You know, things like Elliot O'Shancy's book, you know, don't forget about his thing and all that stuff. And, you know, we just try to do our best for all those people. So anyway, apologies.
Yeah. Hope you had a great time.
I'd like to blame it on Lewis, but I can't even blame this one on Lewis. Anyway. All right. Feedback from 301.
Yeah.
Like we always do. We heard from Eric Lonergan, episode 4. During this episode, I learned you can look up on the gram to find out who other people follow. So you can basically now figure out who's stalking you or not stalking
you. Yeah, sure.
Let's hope my list doesn't include any embarrassing guilty pleasures.
Yep.
Yes, be careful.
Yep.
That said, anytime a beautiful woman wants to give me advice, I am listening.
Yeah.
Of
well, I do
you
have
are.
To say, when you can when you can see who other people follow, if you've been interested in maybe following said person, it always helps knowing that other people you know follow them too. So
okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. So I wouldn't say it's too scary, Eric.
Well,
but I guess
it depends
maybe,
what other groups he's following.
Maybe
that's
it could
where I
be.
Think he's going, right?
Maybe it could be.
I'm not doing the deep dive into that. No way. All right. Then we get to our contest. I was going to play it again and have you sing along, but since you're kind of like just recovering, I'm not.
Oh, I could do it.
You could do it?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
I'm just Ken. Anywhere else I'd be a 10. Is it my destiny to live and die a life of blonde fragility?
Littles, when we're on the fly, you get what you get.
I mean, it was either that or go, I'm just Ken, like really high. And anyway, I don't think that would have been appropriate
for
the
point
song.
Of all that, Littles, was... The name of the song was
I'm
Just Ken. Now, we thought it would be fairly easy because, you know, we were going off the Oscars theme and it was nominated for Best Song.
Yes, it was.
It didn't win, though, right?
No,
we'll get to there. Oh, we'll get to there.
Chuck has a lot of feelings.
Let's get to our contest winner.
Okay.
The name is Shelby Buckler. Who the hell's that?
Oh.
Shelby Buckler.
Hi.
Hi, Shelby.
Welcome. Little?
Yeah, right? So first one to email in. Now, we did have some honorable mentions that we'd like to give shout-outs to. Tony Beeson, the song that was played on the Little Toy Piano was I'm Just Ken from the Barbie movie, correct? Yes, you are correct. So episode 9 also had it, but came in after.
Uh-huh.
Mo Werner, episode 86, same thing. I know I'm not the first by now, he said, but Sid does a great I'm Just Ken. Then we heard from Smitty Scoop. The woman to whom I am related by marriage says Dreams by Van Halen. He wrote, I did not get it. If she is correct, she will be absolutely insufferable.
Oh, no.
So, Smitty Scoop, you're off the hook.
You're off the hook.
Because it was not Van Halen Dreams.
No.
I don't know that song well enough to know if it's even close.
Yeah.
But anyway, so thank you to all who participated. Mm-hmm. You know, we had a bunch of wrong answers, but those were the closest and in the right amount of time.
Yep.
So we'll get the mediocre prize out to Shelby ASAP as soon as we can hunt her down.
Yes.
So to speak. So now let's get to the Oscars, shall we?
Okay.
Now, this is a first for us. Chuck and Roxy here. We did a marathon.
Oh, my
gosh. As much as a marathon as you can do
with
the day before the Oscars.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right.
So the last episode dropped on Saturday, and we were like, oh. And I made a pledge that I was going to watch Maestro before the Oscars on Sunday night because we were going to be watching.
Right.
Now, we also started late on purpose, but that's a whole nother topic. And so what did we do? Saturday night first, though. Go ahead, Roxy. Tell them what we did Saturday night first.
Well, we watched Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a big mistake. We watched that first.
Yeah. We started at 7. We finished. We did have to take a...
Wait, Oppenheimer at 7?
Yeah,
no.
I think we started it around 7, but we did have to take a break. We took a brief intermission to use the bathroom and get some snacks.
Okay.
And yeah.
I didn't realize it was that late.
I
thought it was earlier.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it was around 7.
And they're all long movies.
Oh, maybe it was earlier because
I think
we finished it around 10:15.
No, because we started Maestro.
At like 11.
No. What are you smoking, Roxy? No, we did not start Maestro. We almost finished Maestro at 11, I thought.
No.
Maybe 12 at the latest. I think we started Maestro around 9 o'clock at the latest.
I think it was 10:30.
I don't think. Okay. Well, anyway. 10:30. All right. Maybe I'm smoking something. Who knows? All right. So the point is we watched Oppenheimer first.
Yep.
Then we watched Maestro.
Yes.
Back to back.
Back to back. And I feel like that was maybe a mistake.
Not in time, but watching those two movies. Well, also,
together.
I think, though, if we watched Maestro first, it would have been better. I don't know.
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Anyway, let's get to Oppenheimer. I don't get it. We didn't buy into it.
Well, I did.
I mean, it was okay. Let me go back. The acting, the performances were fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Absolutely.
Just the whole premise, and it was just like one long court case. It felt like, I don't know. Just not my type of movie, I guess.
Well, okay, I can't really say this comment without also referencing Maestro, but I hope that's okay.
That's okay. I mean, look, who are we? I mean, it won Best Oscar.
Yeah,
spoiler
alert,
everyone.
Right. Yeah. It was one of those things where watching Oppenheimer, the transitions were so long and drawn out between scenes and between just like each event that was happening during the story. But then we go to Maestro, and it's so much shorter by like half of what Oppenheimer is, that those transitions between decades and scenes felt way too quick. It's like I wanted to see more of what was going on in the moment before they switched to the next moment until it got to the final, spoiler alert, death scene. I won't go as much into that. So there was that issue that I had where they were so completely polar opposite when it came to the transitions and length of time and how much time they spent with each thing, each moment. But yeah, I can see where each person speaking in the court case or whatever that was in both of them was vital to the story.
Right.
But I also think it could have been shorter.
Yeah.
It could have been shorter. Yeah.
Well, someone commented about that, about how all the Best Picture nominated movies were so long this
year.
Yeah. I don't remember if that
except for Barbie and...
Maybe that was Jimmy Kimmel on the awards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maestro was pretty long, too. So let's get to Maestro. I have to be honest. When it first started and he initially started a couple of his monologues, I was like, oh my gosh, he better win.
Yeah, right.
Okay, mm-hmm. I was very impressed. But then as it went along, mm-hmm. I got tired of the character and just... Yeah.
Yeah.
I obviously have a little more of a personal connection. The conducting was just bad.
Atrocious.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, Lenny's known for his very boisterous and very, I don't know.
Animated
conducting. I'm kind of like that when I conduct, but not quite like that.
I've never seen you conduct, Chuck. I would like to do that.
Oh, wow.
Someday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I see you conduct. We sit in a movie theater. Yeah,
that doesn't count.
The score is playing and his hands are going, so.
No, but I enjoyed it. It was okay. Mm-hmm. Lots of, things in the movie that just a lot of people just didn't know and stuff like
right,
that.
Yeah, right,
but it was okay. I mean, they're both fine. It was also fun in Maestro to go and because some of those scenes that they did in the movie were actual from life events that were recorded.
Right.
So people have been posting those on Twitter and stuff like that. So you can go back and actually see that. Well, like the last scene in the movie when he's correcting the student conductor, there's an actual video of that online of what that was actually from.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool just to go back and
see
that.
I will say multiple times I forgot that was Bradley Cooper.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Under all the I have to say the makeup, the stylings, I mean, just phenomenal.
Okay, but.
Okay.
Then the next day, before the Oscars started, I'd already seen it, but I wanted you to see it because I looked it up and I'm like, oh, we can watch this on Peacock. So we watched the holdovers.
Oh, my gosh.
I liked it just as much the second time, if not more.
It was fantastic.
I'm really bummed he didn't win.
I get it too.
I get it. But and obviously I have a soft spot for him and I just hope he gets one before he passes on in life. I don't know how many more this guy has.
I know
he's getting
up
there.
Yeah.
But he's such a good actor.
Oh my gosh.
We're talking of course about Paul Giamatti.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a good movie. Now she won Best Supporting Actress.
I
feel bad. I can't think of her name off the top of my head. But just a great movie. And now that I rewatched it, I was like, I feel like the kid should have been nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah, I thought he was great.
I thought he was really
good. The whole movie from start to finish.
Not saying he should win.
Honestly, for me, it was the whole package.
Yeah.
It was funny. It was heartwarming. It was tragic. It was, kind of everything rolled up into one. And you had kind of...
Very Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, you had said that to me. Honestly...
You didn't see that?
No, I did. I saw it. You had me watch it with you.
No, I meant you didn't see that in this?
No, I did. Yeah. But I have to say, I kind of liked this better.
Oh, yeah.
That,
no, me too.
Is that
oh, absolutely.
Bad?
Well, I don't know. It's been a while for Dead Poets.
Spoiler alert.
I mean, if this kid like shuck his hand at the end and said, oh, Captain, my Captain, I would have been like, okay, I'm done. But
No, I mean, I'm glad no one died.
Yeah, that's true.
That part of it, I don't know. That to me just really stuck from after watching Dead Poets. And I was nervous for this one. I'm like, oh no, where is this all going? But I'm glad that didn't make it into the movie.
I have to throw this in. One of the worst things about the viewing of the actual Oscars, which we started late on purpose so we could get through the commercials, was that Chuck broke another glass. Now, that's not going to make sense
to
our listeners because I almost put a disclaimer at the end of episode 301 when Sid was with us.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck broke a glass that night, too.
Yes.
Now, I don't know what the problem is. Now, the worst part is that these were special glasses, and I'm a little bummed about that because these were two of my favorite glasses. You said it was... Debbie Mittman?
Yes.
That got us these glasses for our wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they said Mr. and Mrs. on them.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out Debbie Mittman. We are not asking anyone to replace said glasses. I want to put this as a disclaimer, but I would love to know where she got them because I want to buy another set.
They're great.
Because I feel bad. Because they're like the perfect size for cocktails.
they're really for wine, but yes.
Well, wine,
I mean,
wine's
bigger.
A cocktail.
They're more like a goblet size.
Yeah, they're kind of a goblet. But
we enjoy
wine's a cocktail, right? No?
Wine is wine.
But wine is is wine not considered a cocktail?
Wine is wine.
Okay. What say you, Littles? Just kidding. I'm sure I'll get hammered for that one too. No,
but no,
I did.
You have been putting we've been putting our margaritas in it.
I broke it when we were recording 301 and then but I broke this one in the sink. I went to wash it.
Yeah.
And it broke, so I feel horrible because that was yours.
Yeah.
Or no. It doesn't matter. They're both
but
broke.
They were really we used them, we loved them. And we want to get another set.
Okay. Now, for another unpopular opinion of the episode and of life and of the Oscars, because this, I was going to say the worst part. This was the worst part. Billy Eilish? Is that how you say it? No, I'm just kidding. I was like, Billy who?
And you were actually like, wrote that in his notes.
I did, because you said, I'm like, Eilish? Who
Billie
the hell?
Billie Eilish.
Okay. And she won Best Song.
She did.
She won. So good for her.
For Barbie, yes.
Good for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I was like, what's happening right now? I almost wanted to do the whole podcast like, this is the loyal. Like, you hear every...
It's so pretty.
It's her style, you said?
It's like ethereal.
But like, she does a whole album like that?
That's her style.
Oh my gosh, I just don't get
it. That's her voice. That's what she does. Yeah.
I just don't get it.
It's okay. You don't have to.
You're right. I don't. I don't have to buy her albums. I don't have to get it. I just didn't get it. I was
but
like, what is happening right
song.
Now?
It's a beautiful song.
I mean, a couple lyrics here and there, fine, but the whole song, mm-hmm. which just, I don't know, the whole breathy thing just, anyway.
Okay, Chuck.
Who am I? Just an opinion. And, yep. You know, she won. So yep. obviously, I don't know what I'm talking about. So yep. anyway, okay. Little thing from the big show before we take a break and get to our Meet the Littles guest. They were doing a lot of thing about advertising, and I've been waiting to talk about this, okay? We don't have much time, but during the Super Bowl, going way back to the Super Bowl mm-hmm. and the advertisements, there was something, just a normal commercial for, oh, here we go, Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yep.
They have this new caramel thing.
Yeah, right.
With caramel.
Yeah. It's now, like a top layer, right?
I think it might be on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't matter which order. Like you said, it's all mush. It's going uh-huh. in your stomach. Mm-hmm. But I'd been like, oh. Now, what I want to compliment them on is these people that spend $7 million for a 30-second commercial.
Yeah.
This was, I think, well done because it made me want. It's the perfect example of why you do commercials. I saw it. I'm like, oh, I got to try that.
Yep.
And I did. You know, so that's perfect. So if there's like another 7 million people like me, well, then it's paid for, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, whatever. Perfect advertising, perfect timing, perfect person, because I'm going to try this.
Yeah.
And I tried. It was actually, we got it down. I couldn't find it here in New York. I found it in Tennessee.
Right.
Tried it. You were like, I want nothing to do with it. Because you don't like peanut butter anyway when you're chocolate.
No, unless it's a Buckeye Ball.
Right. Buckeye Ball. Yeah. So, Buckeye Ball with caramel. Ohioans, what say you? So anyway, very good. Well, I just wanted to give a shout out. And I, again, perfect commercial, perfect targeting, because mm-hmm. that's, to me, that's why you're advertising on the Super Bowl, to get people to try a product.
Yeah.
Now, these people that have the products that have been out there for years, like Pep, that's why I said, I don't know why they would even bother. Because mm-hmm. if you're established, you don't need that. But if you're a new flavor of your product, yep. this was like the perfect idea. So anyway, bravo to them. Highly recommend it. It might sound a little weird, but don't knock it till you try it. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Really quickly, how much on a scale of 1 to 10, because we've had people want us to talk about this, how much is Survivor annoying you?
It annoyed me this last episode.
It's annoying me.
Up
I'm
until this
done.
Last episode, I was fine. But now I'm a little annoyed.
I'm almost
But
done.
I feel like there's always that one episode that really annoys you, and then you move on and it's okay.
And who's the crier? What's his name? The one that almost went home?
Oh, Banu.
Banu. Mm-hmm. Turns out, spoiler alert, he's an actor. I knew it. Only actors can like, and I'm not saying he's a good actor. I'm saying only actors can get that emotional and that crazy.
And I feel like only actors can spot actors, Chuck.
Oh,
she didn't. Oh, yes, she did.
Boom.
See, look at the clock. We have to get out of here. Time to go. Let's get to our great Meet the Littles guest. Don't go anywhere, Littles. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
Hi, this is Heather in Wisconsin, and you're listening to the Loyal Littles podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Being played in this episode by Loyal Little, Brett Wiscons, and this song is called Late Bloomer. Now don't forget, you can go back and listen to Brett's episode. It is episode 116. You'll hear all about these songs. And if you want to hear more, you can certainly head on over to his website. He says that's the best place to find all his stuff. It's brettwiscons.com. That's B-R-E-T-T-W-I-S-C-O-N-S.com. And as always, we will play the full song, Late Bloomer, by episode 116, at the end of the podcast. You see, I'm always stuck in neutral. Too many worries on my brain. Will the light cascade around me? Will I track the righteous rain? Cause I know I've got potential. All right, all you loyal littles, it's now time to
meet the littles.
And Roxy.
Chuck.
Another fun one. Kind of, he wanted to be 300. He came on, he's like, yeah, my number 300? And we're like, oh, sorry, that was already taken. We're a little beyond that.
But close.
But close. We told him he's going to be close. Mm-hmm. And he's hosted a Summer of Littles.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that. That'll be fun. Mm-hmm. And he gets to tell someone to eat it. So we're
yeah.
very excited about that. Please welcome to the podcast, Michael Corey. Hey, Michael, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for the invitation.
Our pleasure. Sorry about the 300. Well, what we like to do here is we like to meet you. So let's go back. Let's take it way back. Introduce yourself to all the loyal littles out there. Tell us a little something about yourself.
Okay. My name is Mike Corey. I live in just outside Detroit, Michigan. I've lived here for the past 30 years. And so I'm pretty much a die-in-the-wool Detroiter now, although I was born in Akron, Ohio, and was raised there and went to college there, at least for my undergrad, then moved around for business and spent the last 30 years here in Detroit and still basking in the glow of a really fun Detroit Lions football season.
All right.
Yeah.
Forgot about that, Roxy.
I know. I was kind of rooting for you guys.
Now, I should have remembered. Yeah, we were definitely rooting for you because my grandmother's still around there.
Uh-huh.
My grandparents were in Livonia.
Oh, and yeah, certainly.
Yeah, yeah. So it's always nice. And my mom, big Detroit fan.
Yep.
Even though they came to New York and stuff like that. So I always have a soft spot for them, mm-hmm. especially because the teams don't, you know, usually do. I mean, you had the Bad Boys back in the day mm-hmm. for the Pistons. But other than that, you've had a couple, what was it, 84 is the last time the Tigers won, right, I believe?
It's been a while for the yeah. Tigers. We certainly had some great years with the Red Wings.
Oh, right, of
and,
course.
Yeah. Really enjoyed that a lot. It was a big Red Wings fan.
Yes.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, the littles are yelling at us right now because they know we're not big hockey fans. They're like, you dopes. The Red Wings are one of the most dominant
teams
out there. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so actually, so that was a lot of fun. Actually had a chance to get to know Coach Babcock when he was here.
Oh,
so
wow.
That was a thrill for me. And, you know, we had some a good run with the Pistons through the Bad Boys. But the Lions have always been in a little different category, and this year was really a lot of magic. And even when they lost in the championship game, I think the overall sentiment in town was, thank you, Lions, for a great year.
Yeah.
Now, that won't last next year. Next year, we want to win it all.
Right,
but this year, it was a lot of gratitude.
Well, definitely a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
You just hope you can build on it. Yep. That's the idea.
Yep.
But yeah. Well, can we go way back? So what was your major?
So I have an undergraduate degree in business from Akron U. I'm a Zip. And then I got an MBA also in finance from Indiana University.
Wow. Okay.
Did you say Zip or Zit?
Yeah. Could go either way, but they actually call themselves the Zips. So I've been to two schools which have nicknames which make no sense. No one really knows what a Zip is, and no one really knows what a Hoosier is, but that's my two schools.
Well, I think a Hoosier we kind of know.
Isn't that a movie?
Well, yes, it was a movie, The Hoosier.
It's a movie.
Roxy filling in the blanks for us on the Loyal Littles podcast.
You're welcome.
Can we go to the Zips, though? Like, what? Is that short for something?
No, it's not. I don't know. I don't really know the origins of Zip, and I grew up there, but I can't really provide any color on that.
All I know about Akron, they had a dinner theater, right? I believe, back in the day. Carousel, maybe?
We had a dinner theater, and we're the rubber capital of the world, although it's been a while since we made any tires there.
Yeah.
But that was kind of the claim to fame for a long time.
Cool.
Oh, wow. Okay, and so did you use the business degree at all?
I did use the business degree. I worked for a couple of companies, Owens Corning and Avery Dennison, and I spent maybe the first 13 years of my career in finance for working for automotive suppliers. And then I joke with people that I noticed that the sales guys came to work after I did, left before I did, and made more money than I did. So I switched from finance to sales, and I spent the back half of my corporate career in sales. And that's kind of how I learned about Tony, because I was on the road a lot. But I really enjoyed that. And then as I approached the age of 50, I made a pretty big switch and went from the corporate world to help start a small Catholic high school in the city of Detroit, known as Detroit Cristo Rey. And we serve low-income students. We're a college prep school. Mm-hmm. And I spent 13 years at Detroit Cristo Rey, which were really very special years for me to be part of the Cristo Rey movement and get to know our students and their families.
And can we ask, what did you do there? Were you a teacher or just
No, way too hard to be a teacher. Yeah. I was actually the president of the school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So a lot of people don't know what a president would do at a high school. So they're very familiar with a principal. So we had a principal, and it was her job to make sure our students got a great education. She would choose the teachers, select the textbooks, the curriculum, all of those things. As the president, I had two jobs. One was to make sure we had enough money to do everything that our principal wanted us to do.
Right.
And my second job as the president really was to establish the culture in the building of how we're going to treat students and how students will treat each other and how we're going to treat families. Because we were a Catholic school, we didn't get money from the government. And because we only took low-income students, the amount of money they paid in tuition was only about 5% of our budget. So we had to raise the other 95% through different ways.
Wow.
One of which is we sent our kids out to work one day a week. A student would go to a job at General Motors or DTE Energy or a bank or a hospital, and the companies would pay us for the work our students did. And that allowed us to provide them a college prep education for literally pennies on the dollar that they would normally spend. So it was a great experience for the students to work. It was a great experience for the companies to get to know our students and to support them. And our students, the graduates of Cristo Rey, and I retired in 2021 from there, but I'm still in touch with our alumni. They're doing really great things. We've got a student who's a lawyer and a student who's in med school and a bunch of them working for automotive companies here in town.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Now, you're going to find this maybe not interesting. I don't know. But because of this podcast, we kind of know what you're talking about. Our episode 40, Jolene Wojcik, does something very similar to what you do. Now, I don't think she's the president, but I know it does a lot of fundraising for the Catholic school in her community near Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Nebraska,
wonderful.
Sorry. Yeah. So it's kind of interesting, and it's, you know, I hear it every time I hear a curtain speech. It sounds exactly what you were just saying when you say about tuition, because they say in our world, thank you for buying a ticket to the show and supporting the show and the theater, but the cost of the ticket doesn't cover what the cost is to put up a show. So they need outside donors and extra money and stuff like that.
Fundraising so and things like that.
In one sense, I was like, oh, I know exactly what he's talking about. But it was like sad at the same time, because it's like, that's unfortunate that that's how that has to happen.
Right.
Because otherwise these things wouldn't happen.
Yeah. You know, but amazing that you can take a situation that might be a little more challenging and still create a positive environment for kids to grow up in and figure out what
especially
they want to do.
If I hope I'm not, I don't want to misspeak, but you know, Detroit, we know it's a tough area, right?
It is. It's had a lot of challenges. And I knew Detroit until I started working at Detroit Cristo Rey. I knew it only when I would go to a game and then I would leave, or I would go to the Fox Theater and I would leave. But then I spent 13 years working in the city, getting to know our families, getting to know the people in the city. And I'm a pretty big defender and supporter of Detroit. It's, we got a long way to go, but we're on the right track.
Right.
And just some really good people there.
Yeah.
Now, can I ask a quick, I don't know if you'll have an answer or not. I'm just curious. Did the casinos help at all? The downtown casinos when those went in?
They help the casino companies.
Okay, so they're not. Okay, I didn't know if they're helping supporting education. And I know lotteries sometimes do that and stuff like that.
Yeah, they'll tout a lot of statistics.
Sure.
I don't think anyone says, wow, my taxes went down thanks to the casino.
Right.
So I like to go to a casino, but I don't know that their economy as much as an automotive supplier building a plant or things like that. That's what really drives it.
Well, and I also thought maybe foot traffic. parking, you know, things like, you know, just to get people downtown. You know,
next to the casinos, there is nothing.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, you know, when they build these new stadiums, then there gets to be a community around it of restaurants and things like that.
Yeah.
These casinos are, in my opinion, they're essentially islands, and they are designed to keep you in the casino. They're not really interested in generating foot traffic.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one thing. I mean, I hated it when they tore down the old Tiger Stadium. And I've actually been to the plot of land where it is right now just to see it, you know, and I guess they do some little, I was actually a little disappointed. I'm hoping it's better than it was because I'm going back about 10 years.
Okay. So for a long time, it was vacant land.
Yeah.
And one thought is I was stunned when I saw how little land there actually was underneath what seemed to be, you know, this is like monstrous facility.
Yeah.
But about 5 or 6 years ago, and our school was not located far from there, an organization, Detroit PAL, a youth organization, they built a baseball field on it.
Great.
Youth use it. It's really a very good facility for youth and for the city. So it took a long time for that land to find a good use. And it was sad just to go by there and just see it as a heap.
Oh, sad. It was so sad. Me being a big baseball fan, it's a good use.
Now, I'll also say that in the latter years of Tiger Stadium, I remember a friend of mine coming to visit and taking him to Tiger Stadium. And he came back from the bathroom and he said, I don't care if Ty Cobb played here or not. This place is a dump. And it really had, you know, outlived its usefulness.
Yeah. But it's the history, you know, it's like, that's
why the history was great.
Yeah.
But you know, when you go to these other facilities, it's kind of tough.
Yeah. Well, and that's what I was going to say is when they moved it downtown near where the Lions play and the Red Wings and all that, you know, that's where you're hoping where it then businesses can grow around there.
Right.
You know, it's near the Fox Theater, as opposed to the casinos
next to the stadiums. There is a lot of things going on.
Yep. 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 So, well, that's good. And it's good to hear because that was such a shame. When I saw that, it just made me sad because I'm like, here's an opportunity. Like this Ty Cobb stood right here, you know, and people, you know, the list goes on and on. And, but well, that's good to hear. All right. Well, listen, that's a good place to take a break. I've got a really interesting question being in Michigan specifically and very curious about the answer, but we'll get it in a second. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with
Meet the Littles.
This is the Loyal Littles Podcast with Chuck and Ryan.
Littles, this week's jingle is a parody of Fancy Like by Walker Hayes, and it's called Haribo, featuring the father-daughter team of Joe and Mackenzie M.
It's time for candy, a sweet sensation. I need a chewy snack that has no expiration.
Don't want a payday, time balls are passe. I want some glucose syrup, sugar, and some jelly. So every now and then I'll grab a bag full, and I'll be stuffing my big mouth with a fistful.
Hey,
hey, hey,
yeah, I'm crazy about Haribo. Any day or night, I'll take a bag of twin snakes. I'll be doing just great.
Send a box of that with some Johnny Blue. Got some eggs on the stove that are boiling too. 25 flavors, kosher grape brew.
I'll be chewing on the phone, putting Wilbon on mute. Sending gummies for my tummy, it's a new TK delight. Cause when you know, then you know, Haribo.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast. And Roxy, we're lucky enough to have Michael Corey with us.
Yeah.
All the way from Michigan. Mm-hmm. Now, we touched up, you know, Michael, one thing we do is we talk about, you know, a lot of times we'll ask, what's your favorite sport? What's your favorite teams? Things like that. Now, you're in Michigan, but you went to school in Ohio. Okay. You just won a national championship. The Michigan did. Now, does this mean you're a Michigan State guy? Because you never even brought it up.
So I live in Michigan. So when the big game comes, I go with where I live. So I'm a Michigan fan.
Okay. So you're excited.
Now, and it was kind of interesting. I live in Michigan. My son actually got a PhD from Ohio State and then was hired by the University of Michigan to teach. And so he kind of had it both ways. And on his first day of school, he would always tell the students, I don't want you hearing this on the street, but I got my PhD from Ohio State, but I'm happy to be up here at the University of Michigan. So that was kind of cool.
Okay. So you were very happy that they won the national championship and all that stuff.
I was happy for them.
Gotcha.
Trust me, Michigan fans usually feel pretty good about themselves. So.
Yeah, they do. We've had a few on here in the podcast. Yeah. Very recently,
they,
actually.
They don't lack in self-esteem.
Yeah, right. Okay, so now let's get... I'm assuming we know the answer, but you did go to school in Ohio, so that's what his question. So what's your favorite sport, and then which is your favorite team?
I guess right now, because the Lions did so well, I really enjoyed that season. But my wife and I have partial season tickets to the Red Wings.
Oh, excellent.
And because even though I didn't grow up around hockey, this really is hockey town.
Sure.
And they had such a great run there in the late 90s up until really they won their last championship in 2008.
Yeah.
Really got into the Wings then. And so a couple years ago, we kind of rekindled things and bought a partial season ticket. And they seem to be on their way back. So hopefully we're going to be in the playoffs this year.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
No. I feel like hockey live would be fun.
Yes. We've never been to a hockey game. And everyone's always saying, like, if you go to a game, you know, you'll love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't televise anywhere near as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I think Tony has said many times, there's 20,000 rabid fans in every city. But beyond that, sometimes it doesn't spread.
Right.
But in Detroit, it's really unique here for its its role. And because they had success, people got excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Well, that happens, but it's just always good for a community to like bond together like that.
Yeah.
So now let's get into the reason kind of we're all here is Tony Kornheiser, obviously. Now, how did you become a Little and how did you start listening to Tony and all that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, I mentioned that I got into sales, and because I was in sales, I was on the road. Some of my major customers were on the west side of the state, and the manufacturing facility was in Indiana. So I drove like 50,000 miles a year and just kind of stumbled across his show when he was on ESPN and really liked it. And so actually I would get to know, well, when I'm in this part of the town or this part of the state, this is where I pick up the signal. When I'm in Indiana, this is where I pick up the signal. When I'm in Illinois, this is where I pick up the signal. So that's how I started listening to him through that. And then actually I would kind of schedule my day so that my drive time would coincide with when he was on the air.
Right,
I'd have like an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock call, and then I'd drive for a couple of hours so I could listen to the show, and then I'd have my next call. So that's how I was first introduced to him. Then that was during that time is when PTI came on the air, and I'm pretty much of a tightwad, but I sprung for a DVR when he came on PTI so I could always watch the show. And so I really, you know, did that through those two things. And then, like I said, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago, somebody showed me, introduced me to how podcasts work. And I found out he had a podcast and have listened to that religiously ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. I always love those stories, Roxy, when I think we had a long time ago. I don't remember who it was, of course, but they're saying how they would schedule their lunch breaks around when Tony was on so that they could. And one was like, it came on at 10 in the morning. So he gave up like his lunch break at 1 to be able to go to his car. And he just sit in his car and listen to Tony, which just.
I actually, when Tony was going to do his last day on ESPN radio, I actually took that as a vacation day because I wanted to be able to listen to it without interruptions. I just really enjoyed the show. There was a guy on there, the Duke, who used to do the Duke, news, and they had great rapport with each other. And so just really enjoyed it, and that's what got me hooked.
Wow. Yeah.
And we've been fortunate enough to talk to some of those cohorts
that
he's had from back in the day. And
Phil.
We haven't gotten to talk to Phil's mom yet.
No.
We've gotten to talk to Phil and Kevin Stanfield.
Yep.
You know, he was one of our.
Oh, yeah.
He was in our top 25. Mm-hmm. It's just always fun to go back and just to hear the stories about how they started.
Yep.
And, you know, especially the ones that we get off air. Like, I've always said, like, if we started a Patreon page, we could, like, release the tapes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know,
nice.
But sometimes we're fortunate to hear stories that people are like, I don't want that out there.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Here's the story,
sure.
You know, kind of thing.
Right.
But that's okay. So it's always great to hear those.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, listen, as you know, we're fun and dumb. They're smart and funny. We're fun and dumb. So we have some fun and dumb questions for you, if that's okay.
Well, this is right up my alley. Dumb is my wheelhouse.
Right. Take it away, Roxy.
Okay. What is the one food you could never bring yourself to eat?
Yogurt.
Good answer.
Okay.
Good answer.
Why?
What do you mean, why? It's
disgusting.
I don't
know. I guess it doesn't matter, but I'm just curious. I wasn't expecting yogurt.
It's the texture.
Yogurt, and then here's kind of another one that I think is interesting. Before I knew how to read, I went to the freezer and saw what I thought was vanilla ice cream, and I got myself some. It turned out to be coffee ice cream, which is a five-year-old I hated.
Yep.
And I have never had a cup of coffee in my entire life based on that one experience with coffee ice cream.
Let me tell you, coffee tastes better than coffee ice cream, but I understand that process of
not going there.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. No, because that exact sort of same thing happened to me. My mom was making a cheesecake. She's in the process of doing it.
Yeah.
Phone rings. She goes in the other room. The little kid sneaks up. You know, what's the one? You want to lick the bowl? You want to lick the beaters? Whatever.
Batter.
Oh,
yeah,
man. I dipped
batter.
My whole hand in there probably and took a big, because it looked like it was vanilla cake, right?
Yeah.
Batter?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know which ingredients were missing.
Well,
it's
cheesecake.
Well, it was the sick. I almost threw up in the sink. Washed my hands quick. She had no idea I did this.
Uh-huh.
That night at the table, she's like, "Oh, who wants dessert?" And I'm like, "Not me." And I ran away. And she was like, "What the?" To this day, I've never really had a piece of cheesecake. I've had one bite of we go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Right.
I love going to the Cheesecake Factory, but I hate cheesecake.
Their carrot cake is really good.
I say I hate cheesecake, but I can't really fairly say that because I've never really had it.
Yeah.
At the Cheesecake Factory, someone gave me their triple chocolate chip chunk, triple dark chocolate cheesecake. And I took a bite of that and it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really cheesecake? Not really. So
yeah.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. Do you have one of those? Do you not eat something because of a traumatic childhood experience?
I don't know if it's because of traumatic childhood experience. I mean, I don't really like sour cream.
Yeah, you
but
hate.
That's more just because I don't like the idea of sour and cream.
See,
being
I used
together.
To be like that when I was a kid. I was the same way, but now it's like I have to have it.
Yeah,
so, anyway,
yeah.
This is his interview. Let's move on.
Move on.
How about what's one special hidden talent you have that nobody else knows about?
Well, I think one talent I have, my wife's familiar with, but a lot of people don't know, I can take a nap multiple times in the same day. So it's really a gift.
That's
it
a dream.
Really
and can you sleep through anything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So you don't have to go shut the bedroom door, climb
no.
in?
No.
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 Wow,
yeah.
That is a gift.
I'll fall asleep.
No,
with the lights
on. You know, people would. I'm embarrassed to tell people sometimes just how much time I spend on the couch. So it's.
Yeah, I'm such a light sleeper.
To be embarrassed
it's so
about.
Annoying. All right, what's next, Roxy?
Okay, if you could shop for free at one store, which would you choose?
So it's not a store.
Okay.
But it's a racetrack called Keeneland, and I somehow picked up a real love for thoroughbred racehorses.
Mm-hmm.
And anything to do with Keeneland, whether it's betting, buying, or even buying an interest in a racehorse, that's where my children's inheritance is going, unfortunately
okay.
for them.
Do yeah. you own any horses?
I do, yes.
Ooh. All right. No, I grew up on racetracks. That's why I was at. I grew
really?
Up. Yeah.
What's tracks?
Well, near Saratoga. But my parent, we owned harness. So
okay. So I'm sitting here looking at pictures of me in the winner's circle with trotters from Northfield Park, and it's the thoroughbreds what I like now.
Yeah.
But a lot of times my parents thought I was at the library, and I may have been at Northfield Park.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. No, I grew up going all over the country. I mean, Pompano Park, Lexington, the Red Mile in Lexington, Kentucky.
Keeneland's about my favorite. It's about my favorite. Unfortunately, horse racing, as much as I love it, it's a dying sport.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But fortunately, I'm at the age where I'll outlive it, but I don't know that many will.
Yeah, probably not. No, growing up, I always thought the Kentucky Derby was for my birthday because it always falls on the weekend
okay,
of my birthday.
Yep.
Right.
So as a kid growing up, that was the one. It's a special memory. Me and my dad, we would never miss it.
Did you ever get to Keeneland?
No, I've never been there.
It's kind of the equivalent of Saratoga. I always tell people, it's what Augusta is to golf, Keeneland is to horse racing.
Yeah. Well, look, I've said this on this podcast a bazillion times. I was lucky enough to go to one Kentucky Derby at Churchill, and it's like no other sporting event I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've never been to a Super Bowl. I've never been to a Game 7 World Series, unfortunately, stuff like that. But, man, it was the most exciting sporting event I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
It's
yeah.
crazy. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well, how about this? If you were to host Saturday Night Live, who would you want to introduce as your musical guest?
Well, that's a tough one. I'd have two choices.
Okay.
But I think I would want to introduce Neil Young and Crazy Horse.
Okay. Excellent.
The other choice would have been Joni Mitchell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of these hosts, they come on multiple times. So
yeah, no, they usually do two songs. So you just tell them, look, you're
well,
both going to be on. You're each going to do one song. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Would you rather be the most popular kid in school or the smartest kid in school?
To dream the impossible dream.
What show, Roxy? She's not going to know it.
maybe when I was a kid, I'd have voted for popular. When I got older, I'd vote for smart.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Man of La Mancha, Roxy,
that's
is what you
what
were
I
looking
was thinking.
For.
That's what I was thinking.
Man of La Mancha, mm-hmm. That's what we were looking for. And how about this? What group of kids would you want to hang out with? The kids from E.T., Goonies, Stand By Me, The Sandlot, Stranger Things, or The Little Rascals?
Okay, so wrong generation for that question. Okay. So,
well, The Little Rascals is in there.
Little Rascals right. is the only one of those that I really know.
Well, we tried to cover it all. At one point, we didn't have Stranger Things in there. No. And people were like, you have to add Stranger Things. I'm like, do we? Come on. No
yeah, the Little Rascals would be the only ones I'm really familiar with.
Okay.
Yep.
Please tell me you've seen The Sandlot, though, right?
No.
Wow. Well, he's a hockey fan. Roxy's just on the floor here. Let me pick her up and suggest that we do some rapid fire.
Okay.
Before I have to give her CPR over here.
Well, first of all, I highly recommend the movie.
Yes, it's a good movie.
It's a very good movie.
Not the sequels.
No.
Just the first one.
Just the original. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you're a baseball fan.
Yeah. Okay. Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Crunchy or smooth peanut butter?
Crunchy.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
All right. And since you kind of brought up the generation thing, how about Mr. Furley or Mr. Roper?
Well, I like Mr. Roper because he had some pretty attractive neighbors.
Yeah. Well, there's that too. Yeah.
Okay. Kind of going on theme, the Brady Bunch or the Partridge Family?
Marsha. I'll take the Brady Bunch.
Excellent. How about pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes.
All right. Since we're past 300 now, Roxy, we're going to try this again. Do you put peanut butter on said pancakes?
I don't. And I don't think anyone should.
There you go.
Wow. All right. Cups up or down in the cupboard?
Down.
Down. All right. And finally, how about Uranus jokes? Not funny or never not funny?
Always funny.
All right. I knew
Love
I like
it.
This guy.
No,
you right, never well, can get too many of those.
Absolutely. Especially when Tony delivers them, right?
You know, there's a basketball player right now, and I think his name is like Keith Neptune in college. And one of the signs is Keith Neptune. How about Keith Uranus?
You know what's the worst? I'm just going to throw this out there. The worst is when Mike Wilbon sets Tony up. They set you up like, oh, this is going to be, they start talking about the moon or they start mm-hmm. talking about the eclipse or something. And you're like, oh, and I yell for Roxy. I'm like, Roxy, come here. It's going to be Uranus joke. And then they go
recently.
In a totally different direction.
Yep.
It's so painful when that happens. Yep. But
you got to love those. Surprisingly, my wife, not a fan of the Uranus joke.
Shocked. I'm shocked.
I love them.
Well, Michael, can't thank you enough for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate it. Take a second, plug anything you want to plug, and how can people get in touch with you if you want to be gotten in touch with?
So I like to plug Career Spring. I actually came out of retirement to work for this great nonprofit. We support first-generation, low-income students. We help them through college, and we help them, most importantly, get a really good first job to begin their career. Wow. So really grateful to be part of Career Spring. And I hope everyone would go on to our website, careerspring.org, and check us out. If anybody would be willing to connect with me, please do so through my email, mjk018@yahoo.com. Love to hear from you, especially if you're in the Michigan area, but love to hear from any of the other littles. And I'd really like to tell Mario Capone to eat it.
All right.
There it is.
That's what we're talking about. All right. Well, we'll put all that in the show notes for you.
Yes.
So anyone that wants to, so you don't have to hit rewind a couple mm-hmm. times, I will have that all in the show notes for you. And as an homage to the big show, we'll get you out of here on this.
Over or under?
Over.
All right. This is my kind of guest.
Solid.
Well, listen, Michael, thank you so much for coming on to Meet the Littles. We really appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks for the invitation. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right, all you loyal listeners.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Meredith Fusi, and you are listening to the Loyal Littles Podcast on the WTFC Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Loyal Littles Podcast, and thank you, Michael Corey, for coming on to Meet the Littles. We'll get back to him in a second because Chuck did some homework.
Okay.
Okay. But before we get to our mailbag and some other fun things, we did want to say, wait, what's your rush? What's your hurry? You gave me such a fright. I thought you were a ghost. Half a minute. Can't you sit? Sit you down, sit. All I meant is that I haven't seen a customer for weeks. Did you come here for a pie, sir? Do forgive me if me head's a little vague. What is that? Bet you'd think we'd had the plague. from the way the people keep avoiding. No, you don't. Heaven knows I try, sir. But there's no one even comes in, even to inhale. Right you are, sir. Would you like a drop of ale? Mind you, I can hardly blame them. These are probably the worst pies in London. That, of course, is from the great Sweeney Todd, yes. Stephen Sondheim.
Yes.
Currently playing right now until May. They announced the closing.
Yes, on Broadway.
Yeah, with Sutton and Aaron.
Yeah.
Our dear friends.
Yes.
So, little plug. Well, so we got to see it. We still got to see
it. We do.
Let's get back to Michael Corey. Great Meet the Littles guest. He actually talked about being a Zip. And
yeah,
we were
right.
like, what the hell is that? And right. you thought he said Zit?
Yeah.
A Zip. I looked at the Akron Zips. Apparently, student Margaret Hamlin suggested Zippers, which was also the name of a popular rubber overshoe sold by Akron's B.F. Goodrich Company. Now, we talked a little bit about that with episode 300.
Yeah.
The great Leon Harris, because that's where he grew up, and he was talking about the rubber factory and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
But then in 1950, then athletic director Kenneth Red Cochran shortened the nickname to the Zips.
Mm.
And they have this adorable mascot named Zippy. And I think it's a kangaroo. Is
maybe.
That what you think it is?
Maybe.
It doesn't really say what it is. Maybe I could have found that somewhere, but it's named Zippy. It's adorable.
Cute.
But anyway, so that's where the Zips came from. No,
yes.
not the Zits.
Right.
Roxy, not
right.
the Zits.
Right.
I wonder if there is a school named Zits. I can't imagine.
Can't imagine.
Well, I'm thinking if they were, it'd be mm-hmm. after something else. All right. Roxy, you got the first email, right?
Yes. Chuck is right.
In oh. Wait.
Oh.
Let's stop.
Oh.
Let's
mark your calendars.
Mark your calendar. It's Pi Day. Chuck was
Chuck
right,
is
on,
right
Pi
on Pi Day.
2024. Go on.
In real bowling, once the ball is in the gutter, it's dead. If it spins out and knocks any pins down, they don't count. But that's what you get for playing in a league with goofy rules. Lee Gordon, episode 80.
Okay. Now, I was trying to think, though. If that happens on your first ball, mm-hmm. how do you then reset? I guess you just have to re-hit. Cycle reset.
I guess. Well,
because your second ball, you should have 10 pins there. If you throw a gutter on your first, but it bounces out and hits them, he's saying those get canceled.
Mm.
So I think then you'd have to do a cycle reset. I wonder if the computer can do
maybe.
That. Yeah. No,
maybe.
I agree. That's what I thought it was too. And that's the most annoying. Now, Ritz commented on that and said, oh, they call it, I've never heard this one. He calls it the Broadway bounce.
Yes. He calls it the Broadway bounce. We call it the Broadway show leak spare.
Yeah. Well, because usually if it's usually happening on your
second ball. Right.
And that's you get the pin. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, that was annoying. Okay. But while we're here, let's do our quick bowling segment.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Roxy, you said over under nine. You said
yeah,
nine, right?
I said nine.
Okay.
Ninth place.
All right. I'm here to jinx it again. I don't think we could have a much worse week tonight than we've had in the last 2 weeks. But I'm knocking on the table as we speak. That was that noise you just heard. We stayed in third.
Really?
Yeah, we stayed in third. It's because we were so far ahead in first place. And then when we dropped a little bit, then we dropped again. Mm-hmm. Don't even get me started on how that happened. The third place jumped up to first place.
By a lot.
Yeah,
right?
because the team they played only had four players, blah, blah, blah. Don't even get me
this
started.
This is a BS league.
It's a BS league. The more I talk about it, we probably shouldn't talk about it because I get more aggravated the more we talk about it. But anyway, so we actually stayed in third, but 4, 5, 6 are now
They're really close.
Our butts.
Mm-hmm.
They're right on our butts. So.
Yeah.
And fourth place
get off my butt.
Yeah, fourth place is Congo Boleros, the on your feet team, which we know very well.
We do, and we like them.
We like them, but they're out for blood, and so.
Well, but they're fun.
They're fun, most of them. Anyway, all right, here we go. Jason in Burke, Virginia. Do we know a Jason in Burke? I don't think I put episode TBD. We've never right.
I don't think so.
I mean, we have Mike, obviously.
Yeah,
but,
right.
Okay, says Choxie. Thank you for introducing me to Aaron's books. I was in the greater Lancaster, Pennsylvania area this weekend and stopped by the store in Lintz, I forget how to say it, to meet episode 149, Todd Dickinson. It was so fun to browse the store and talk with Todd. On his episode, Todd talked about how Lintz was a special town. And here I'm probably blowing it. I thoroughly enjoyed my brief time there and can't wait to go back. It's so much fun to stroll the main street and browse the many independent retail and restaurant shops. Of course, Aaron's books did not disappoint. I especially appreciated the many recommendations of books to read written by the staff and displayed throughout the store. Thanks for introducing me to so many wonderful stories and people like Todd through your podcast. Now, you know that jerk 178 is going to start throwing that town in his emails, right? I just know it. I just know it. And I say jerk with a very loving...
Vonnegut?
Stop.
Vonnegut.
Stop. We'll
Vonnegut.
Get there. All right. Well, what's next?
Next, we heard from Jason Bullitt, episode 31. A bit late, but congratulations on 300 episodes of the Loyal Littles podcast. Even TK can't believe you've done this many episodes. Regards, Jason Bullitt, episode 31. P.S. Any chance I can get in on being a third wheel, if only to freshen things up somewhat?
Okay, what does he mean by that? Freshen what up? Oh, and now everyone wants to be a third wheel.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, we get these a lot.
I know.
We do.
I know.
We get these a lot. So you're going to have to win a raffle or something.
Yeah.
That's the...
Yeah.
You have to make a donation to charity and win a raffle to get a third. Right, Mo? Right?
Yeah.
Fair
yeah.
is fair.
Fair is fair.
You know? Anyway, Mike, what do you mean freshen it up? Fondue.
Wait, but also I do think it's hilarious how...
And real quick, we love Jason.
No, we do, of course.
Absolutely. His podcast, Keep It To Yourself podcast, mm-hmm. he gives us shout outs all the time. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Thank you. I also can't believe that TK can't believe that we've done
I know, right? He's done like 300,000.
It's this huge feat, like we've surpassed
him.
Well,
okay, all right.
I mean,
if I may pat us on the back a little bit, for this type of podcast, it is.
Yeah.
Because most of these kind of podcasts do once a week.
Yeah.
Now, I know our schedule's been all over the place lately, but we usually do 2 a week.
Yeah, before we even started, you were researching other shows, and there are so many shows out there that lasted an episode, two episodes, maybe 5
They say if you get over 20 episodes, you're a successful podcast.
Yeah,
I'm like,
right,
what?
Right.
Yeah. All right, Brad Phillips, episode 184. Man, Roxy is getting a lot of mentions on the Survivor podcast. Is there something we need to know?
What?
All right, so I'm guessing he means the one that Jeff is doing. I forget the name of it because I honestly not a big fan of who they had take over for Rick Devens. Mm. Now, I loved her. It's the winner from last season. I can't even think of her name. The winner from last season.
Oh.
She's now the co-host on that
podcast
they have.
Right.
Now, so I don't.
Ray of Sunshine.
I tried to listen to a little bit of it to try to figure out what he's talking about, but there's nobody in this season named Roxy, so I'm a little confused. Brad, write in again. Tell us what we're missing. I'm a little confused, but thank you for the email.
Yeah. Hey, wait, I just had an idea.
What's that?
A thought. Okay, so I know we're sort of the same but different with TK, right?
Yeah.
Instead of calling it the mailbag, should we call it something else? Like maybe the mailbox or the mail sack?
Sure, let's go with that.
Mail sack?
Sure, let's, okay. Let's call it whatever you, I don't know. I mean, mailbox is actually.
It's cute.
Well, it's cute, and because we have a box downstairs
in
the apartment, but that's not where we get these. These are emails. These are not
the inbox.
The inbox. I don't know. The in-sack? No, that doesn't work either. All right. Last but not least, dear Choxie, the breakdown lane. All I can picture is a collection of people in bright neon clothing with white high-top sneakers spinning on their heads with gigantic boomboxes playing various bass thumping tunes. The breakdown. Beach Street breakdown.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Roxy,
okay.
Where is this and do they dance any time of the day or is there a specific time I should arrive for this show? I'm sorry. Your softball and bowling leagues for the Broadway crowd smacks of criminal activity.
Sure does.
The Broadway spare tells you all you need to know. They even name their various cheating ways with a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm. And what was Ritz's Broadway bounce?
Yeah.
That's what he calls
it.
Having said that, I love it. Keep it coming. That's what she said. While I admire people refusing to watch movies because they hate the actor, we'll call this actor spite.
Mm-hmm.
Sydney is missing out. Top Gun Maverick is a great freaking movie. Have her start with all the right moves. At least he hasn't gotten his teeth fixed yet, and he kind of looks like a rat. Now, I think he meant Roxy. I don't know, Roxy. Everyone has Sydney on their brain, so I don't know. I think he meant you. Not Sydney.
Oh.
It says Sydney is missing out. I think Sydney's seen.
I think it's me.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's me he means.
That's what, I'm just reading the email.
That's okay.
I'm just reading the email.
It's all right.
It is possible this person who claimed to fill out the form didn't actually fill out the form. I mean, let's not go all guns a-blazing on old Lewis here just yet. Going off half-cocked is not a full that's what she said moment. Correct me if I'm wrong, Roxy. You know, Chuck. Vonnegut and Lonergan aren't that unlike. Just saying. Yeah, eat it. Episode 178, ABTAHS. I think I did pretty good on that one.
Sure.
I just said it.
Sure.
We will not do better the next time unless Ritz gets a turkey for his doomed bowling team in the Broadway League run by some crime syndicate. Now, yeah, I forget where Ritz, they dropped down a little bit, mm-hmm. but they're the team that let the third place team jump up to first. They were playing them that night.
Yeah.
They only had 4 people there out of the 6.
Yeah.
So they obviously dropped down.
Because of that. Yeah,
exactly. Come on, man. What are we even doing? All right. I think that's all the time we have, Roxy.
I think so.
Sad but true. Good news, Roxy. I've heard from both Simon and Little Chuck.
Yeah.
They are still out there.
Chuck.
Yeah. They're going to be coming on soon. We'll get Ritz. We're going to have my goal is to have 2 of them here.
in the studio.
That'd be great.
At some point
soon.
That would be nice. I mean, obviously it won't be Tiny Chuck, or maybe will it?
Oh,
we're very excited about that. Tiny Chuck's coming for a visit, we think.
We think.
Hopefully. Yes. He hasn't talked about it in a while.
TBD.
He's not really coming to visit us. He's got business here. We'll just call it business.
Well, but a perk is that he gets to see us.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, all right, let's get out here. Roxy, tell everyone how they can get in touch with us.
Go to our website, loyallittlespod.com. Everything you need is over there.
And remember, if you do listen to us on Apple and iTunes, give us a nice rate and review over there. It really does help, and we certainly very much appreciate it. I think it was 1,402 friends is what Adam Ferrara this week said to tell your friends.
Uh-huh.
It's always helpful, and we really appreciate it. And most importantly, don't forget to have some pie today.
Oh, yes.
And if you need a book, you want a recipe book, you need a book about pie, you want to hear about the worst pies in England, go buy Sweeney Todd scripts, stuff like that. Where can you go, Roxy?
Aaronsbooks.com.
And don't forget, though, the most important thing is in the comment section, don't forget to
use the code, people!
I don't, and I don't think anyone should.
Joey woke up that morning with no intention of making waves, but the sun was shining on him. He had to stop and shield his face. Took a stroll outside to greet the birds and the bees and trees, and to check on his friend the flower under the stress of the autumn breeze. And he asked, are you paralyzed by pain or afraid of the future? Yeah, there's some truth to that rumor, 'cause I'm a late bloomer. I got there sooner. I'm a late, late bloomer. Ooh. You see, I'm always stuck in neutral. Too many worries on my brain. Will the light cascade around me? Will I track righteous rain? 'Cause I know I've got potential to reach the stars from way down here. And while I bask inside the downpour, I get to know and face my fears. So cast your aspersions, not afraid of the future. Wish I'd gotten there sooner.
The Loyal Littles Podcast is produced by the WTFC Podcast Network and edited by Louis B. Crocco. And the Loyal Littles Podcast logo is designed and drawn by Eric Lonergan.
What do you mean, freshen it up?
Oh, yeah.